The Coptic faith is reputed to be as old as Christianity itself, and its rituals are as elaborate as they are timeless. Paul Girgis is an American-born priest at St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Church in suburban Washington. Since the beginning, he says, Copts have known suffering.
There was an emperor that said, I'm going to massacre the Christians until the blood in the streets reaches to the knees of my horse.
Copts are enduring what some call their latest pogrom since the Egyptian Revolution 3 years ago. Scores of churches were destroyed in a rampage last August, and Copts report regular intimidation. Sandy Solomon was out in Cairo with her mother and aunt.
I'm not veiled, so I'm walking down, clearly a Christian, clearly not a conservative Muslim by any means. The looks, the language, even the body language, it was very threatening body language with the closeness of people who are interacting with you.
Mary Samed George, reportedly murdered by a mob on March 28th because she had a cross, is being memorialized on expatriate websites. Solomon says the gender violence is meant to humiliate Copts.
It's a weapon that, when that piece of your humanity is attacked, it's very hard to think about a bigger picture, or it's very hard to fight back.
If God is not answering something right away,
the future may look bright in St. Mark's oversubscribed Sunday school. But the outlook for Copts back in Egypt, if the world just passively watches, upsets Adel Messe.
You want to end up with the Middle East with no Christians? The area where the origin of the three major religions?
It's a fear that's in the back of many of their minds. But as they complement their ancient rites with American-style revival worship, hope is not lost.
The Coptic people are very resilient people.
After all, says Father Girgis, if they survive 20 centuries, they can overcome the hardships of the 21st. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Fairfax, Virginia.